Dave and Mahoney.
Dave and Mahoney in the morning. X
107.5.
All right, joining us here in the X 107.5 studios, Zoya. Am I saying that correctly?
Yes, sure.
Zoya. All right, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Am I saying this correctly? A Russian mail order bride? Is that how it works?
Can you repeat the question?
A Russian mail order bride.
Yes.
That's correct.
Correct.
Okay. Larry's here as well. AnastasiaDate.com is the website. And the entire thought behind the website, from what I understand, just going there and kind of perusing it, is it's Russian and Ukraine girls for marriage. Yes. That American guys can meet and see if there's a connection. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. Actually, the website encompasses the entire world. We have a site for Latin America, for Asia, and now for Africa.
So explain how it works for you. How did you get involved with this website?
I registered on the website first time 9 years ago, and I started dating people from all over the world, from Great Britain, Italy, and America. They came to St. Petersburg to see me because I'm originally from St. Petersburg. And we went for dates, and after like half a year going with different guys, I met somebody special for me. So I quit my membership and I stick with a guy for 2 years, and it was great. But then after we separate, I start dating again with the website Anastasia Date. And how it works, you exchange mails first. You find somebody whom you like, you write an email to the person, and you get the mail back response if he likes you too. And then you can go with a live chat, which I like a lot because you can see each other with a webcam.
Oh.
Yeah. You can talk, but you can see and exchange.
No, I know what you mean.
Yeah. It's a lot different than it was 9 years ago, though, I imagine, because, you know, like webcams and all that were still kind of in their infancy back in like 2000, 2001.
Sure. Not 9 years ago, I remember, you know, you couldn't really live stream anything.
People still were on dial-up.
Everyone was still on dial-up, and you used to have to, you know, trade pictures, and they would slowly download like one little piece at a time. But now everything's like live streaming.
Yeah.
Have you found that dating online has become a lot easier since the web is much faster now?
Yeah, sure. Like I tell you, I started 9 years ago, and it was like you tell me, it was only like pictures and exchanging letters. But now on Anastasia, they have this live chat, and they have he can call you through the website, through the managers, and you can ask a manager to call him to be in touch. And also the guy can flew to Russia to see you there. You know, so
what if someone just said, I want you to come? Would you just get on a plane?
No, because actually I will not do this because it's too long way to see like somebody first time, and it's like a blind date, you know, kind of this. So I will not do this, but
what if he had a lot of money?
So what?
She's a lady. The men are supposed to go to them.
I'm just saying, if I was a lady,
yeah,
then I would do it.
You would be an awful lady.
If I was a beautiful Russian lady, which I've thought about being many times. No,
dress up on the weekends, yeah. And sometimes just pretend when your wife's out of town.
So the guys have to come to you.
Yes.
They always come to you first.
Yeah, sure. It's me personally. Maybe somebody will accept it and will fly, but me, myself, I just don't feel myself comfortable to fly to somebody whom I never seen before. But I know that I have a lot of friends dating and through the Anastasia and other ways, so they flew to guys to see them. Yeah.
Now, Martin, having the website up and running now for many years, do you have a lot of girls that have gone out and adventured the world by using the website and found guys from all over the place? And as a result, have you had some girls that have had bad experiences? Like they've been not so cautious and they've flown from, say, Russia to Japan, and all of a sudden when they got there, they realized things weren't quite how they seemed.
Well, look, I think, you know, today's dating scene is homogenous with, you know, being a mixed bag, whether you're online or whether you walk in a bar in Las Vegas.
Sure.
Certainly there's, you know, good and bad experiences to be shared by everybody in their life. Specifically for this, yeah, there have been negative experiences. We'd like to think that there are more positive experiences. We bill ourselves as a marriage agency. With that ultimate goal. Of course, there's everything in between. You know, a smart, worldly guy will look for a relationship before he looks for a wife. You know, you're not going to go and bring a wife back you know, almost sight unseen. That's what we call a pig in a poke. But, yeah, there have been negative experiences. Actually, having partial American ownership, we're subject to a congressional mandate called IMBRA, the International Marriage Brokers Regulatory Act, and we're under very strict guidelines. We get heavily fined and we're heavily scrutinized with everything that goes on with the website and our romance tours, et cetera, et cetera. For instance, American men have background checks, police checks, et cetera, before they fly over, and they can interact with the women on any of our organized tours.
And how do you find some of the women? Do the women just come to you?
Well, women are recruited. We deal with maybe...
can I be a recruiter?
Well, recruited. Yeah, we do.
That seems like a cool job.
Yeah, it does.
It is. There's maybe 1,000 agencies in CIS, Confederation of Independent States, that we work with. The industry is very big since there's a shortage of men. For instance, in Russia, there's 10 million more women than men.
There is? Is that true?
It is 16% more women than men in Russia. And it's 65 million men and 66 million women. So 1 million women are staying.
Is it really competitive over there?
Sure.
If there's a good man and there's a lot of women vying for him?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's true. So it's a great competition in Russia. So you need to be...
Mahoney, you like vodka? Yeah.
I love vodka. I need to... Because, I mean, I think there's more men than women here in the United States. Am I correct on that?
I'm not sure.
Or is it? It's pretty close, though.
There's certainly more men than there is hot women. So how does the dollar convert to the ruble right now? I'm just trying to figure this out and see if it's going to make sense financially.
27 rubles per dollar.
How many?
27 rubles.
27 rubles per dollar?
Mm-hmm.
And how much does, like, a carton of eggs cost? How many rubles?
What cost?
Like eggs.
Eggs are cheap.
Same, probably
cheap,
same.
But meals, other things in Moscow, at least, are rather pricey.
So if I had $100 in my hand, would that translate to more than what $100 would be in Russia, or is it about comparable?
If you had $100 in your hand, it would probably translate to considerably less.
You
can buy a nice dinner for two.
For $100?
That's about it.
Okay.
Yeah, because Moscow is one of the most expensive places on Earth to live. Am I correct with that?
I think the most expensive place.
Yeah.
The most expensive place Moscow is?
Yeah, it's more expensive than Manhattan.
So, Zoya, how many times have you been in the U.S.?
4 or 5 times.
4 or 5 times. And you came over here this time for what?
I came with an anesthesia, and I came to Los Angeles first. And then here to Las Vegas to meet somebody special for me. And I already had a couple of dates in Las Vegas. And I'm pretty happy with the people whom I met. Yes.
So what does it take for you, though? I mean, it's got to be kind of a scary thought to think about leaving Russia and moving to the U.S. permanently. Has that come up at all? Have you thought about moving to the U.S.?
Yeah. It's a great country. And I've been traveling all over the world. I've been to Europe. I think in every country, France and Germany and Amsterdam and all the other places, Italy, Greece, and I've been to South America and Egypt and other countries. So I've seen the world, and I think that America is a great country to live, really. So I will be happy to move here one day. But if I will find somebody from Great Britain and I will be in love, I will move to Great Britain.
You'll go anywhere.
Yeah, I will go. Or if it will be like American guys living in Moscow, I will stay with him in Moscow. I don't care about the place too much. I care about the person.
Do you find the American accent to be sexy? Like, because we as Americans, you know, find Russian accents to be, you know.
Pretty sexy.
Yeah. So, but does that work
and
the other
you can
way
tell
around,
us.
Too?
Like, if you're getting really hot right now, it's okay. Just go ahead and tell us.
Yes, I think American accent is sexy.
Yes. Great success, Mahoney. I'm telling you, we need to move to Moscow,
just
man.
Do the show.
As soon as we start making more money, man, we're moving to Moscow.
I'm not opposed to that, so.
All right, final question for you, Larry. With the website, you know, scale of 1 to 10, how attractive would you say your average girl is that's a part of AnastasiaDate.com?
Well, my personal experience, and I do a lot of publicity and public relations for Anastasia, is that there are beautiful pictures on the site, but when you meet these women in person, it by far surpasses their beauty physically and personally.
It's the accent, isn't it?
A lot of it has to do with the accent, Donald.
You know what I'd like you to do? Can I have you read something for me? I'm just going to give you like instructions on how to assemble like a screen door or something.
Okay.
And I want you to read them. And I just think that the accent that you have is going to make it 10 times sexier than if someone from Las Vegas were to read it.
I've got the list on my phone.
Oh, do you really?
Can you see that? Can you just
I tell you, let's play some Rise Against. When we come back, we're going to have Zoya read these instructions on, is it how to assemble a screen door? Is that what it is?
How to assemble a
screen door. We're going to see if the accent does, in fact, play a factor. Dave Mahoney Morning Show,
X107.5. Dave Mahoney in the Morning.
X107.5.
Russian mail order bride. Mahoney actually approached me and said, Dave, we've got to have these people on the show. This is going to be fantastically entertaining. And so far, it's a fascinating website. It's called AnastasiaDate.com. Zoya is here in the X107.5 studios. And the Russian accent, I must admit, is pretty hot.
Thank you.
And not just your accent. You are a very beautiful woman as well.
Well, yes, of course. But what I'm saying is, if I was talking to her on the phone and I didn't know how she looked, it would still be hot.
Well, like much like everybody who's driving in their cars who's not sitting right next to her like we are.
But thank you for describing.
So we have to paint
very
a picture.
Attractive,
paint a picture. Painting a picture.
Picture like, has been painted.
I'm like,
well done,
I'm like Bob Ross, Dave.
Kind of.
Less hair.
So these instructions that we have here, this is how to assemble a screen door. Is that
yes.
right?
Yes, because we were talking about this the other day, just about women with foreign accents and how much more attractive that makes them. You know, you are a very attractive woman, so you don't need any help in that area. But, you know, I've got some friends, and, I was hanging out with a girl from Australia who was cute. You know, I would say, probably, like a 7, which is, a fairly good on a scale of 1 to 10, but with the Australian accent, that, in my opinion, bumped her up 2 notches to about a 9.
So, I would say at least an 8.5.
Yeah, at least 8.5, almost a 9. Just so these thick, interesting accents, we were talking about how much they, lend to the hotness of the woman. And it doesn't matter what you're saying, you're having a conversation with us is very nice, but we think anything you say, anything you read will be sexy.
So we're going to try this. These are 5 simple instructions on how to assemble a screen door, read by Zoya. And what part of Russia are you from?
I'm from St. Petersburg.
From St. Petersburg. Okay. Here we go.
First, remove handle set.
Mm-hmm.
Then insert Allen head wrench into topmost hole.
Mm-hmm.
First hole in from screw that secures mortise box to door panel in the face of the mortise lock.
That's step 2 now. Step 3, yeah.
Step 3, mm-hmm. Release set screw with 2 complete counterclockwise turns of Allen wrench.
Yep.
Funny. I don't understand, actually. Anything.
Doesn't matter.
We don't understand. We don't understand. Yep. Just keep going.
Repeat steps 5 and 6 for bottom hole in face of mortise lock. Insert Allen wrench into bottom mouse hole on mortise box. Next to screw securing mortise box to panel.
Mm-hmm. That's 4. Now we got 1 more.
Reach into hole in top of door panel.
Yes.
Use surgical type forceps if possible.
Uh-huh.
And grasp operating rod.
Yeah.
Gently remove rod by pulling through hole. Push down on bolt to bypass pin and wheels on drive rod.
These are really suggestive instructions for this screen.
I don't know,
but who
needs a Daniel Steele novel when you've got Zoya reading the instructions on how to put together a screen door? I'm not going to lie. That's
pretty hot.
Yeah, that's... Wow. If Anastasia, I wasn't surrounded by dudes right now.
AnastasiaDate.com is the website. Thank you for being here today, all of you. We appreciate you being part of the show. Here's Sublime, Wrong Way, Dave Mahoney Morning Show.